Welcome to the Utica Phoenix Deep Dive. You guys sent in a ton of articles about that crazy couple of days in Washington. Yeah, that whole thing with the Trump administration trying to freeze federal funding. So we're going to break it all down. From the first memo to all the reactions, the lawsuits, and then, of course, the big reversal at the end.
You know what's wild is how fast it all happened, but it could have been a total disaster. We're talking potential chaos everywhere you look, from schools to healthcare to the environment.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So let's get into it. It all started Monday night, right? A memo comes out from the Office of Management and Budget, the OMB, and it basically tells federal agencies to just hit pause on almost all financial assistance. We're talking about grants, loans, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, and that memo wasn't exactly clear. They said they wanted to make sure spending was in line with Trump's policies, you know, things like foreign aid, diversity programs, woke gender ideology, the Green New Deal. But, like, they didn't really say exactly what would be cut.
So, basically, everyone's freaking out because nobody knows what's going to happen. I can only imagine what that must have been like.
Oh, it was total chaos. Imagine you're running a state government. Or you're a nonprofit, and you need that grant money to keep your doors open. This memo just throws everything into limbo. The Democrats, they were furious. They called it an illegal power grab. But some Republicans were actually okay with it. They said it fit with Trump's whole fiscal conservatism thing.
Oh, yeah. And then there's Chuck Schumer. Never one to hold back. He compared it to lawlessness, hurting families and helping billionaires.
Yeah.
So you've got the memo. Everyone's panicking. What happens next? The lawsuits start right.
Yep. Nonprofits filed lawsuits right away. They said the memo had no legal standing and that it was hurting people who needed those grants. And then a federal judge in D.C. actually put a temporary hold on the whole thing. Basically said, hold on, we need to figure out if this is even legal.
Whoa, what a twist.
Yeah.
But it didn't end there, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had state attorneys general jumping in, too.
Yeah, 22 of them, mostly Democrats. They filed their own lawsuit saying the whole thing was unconstitutional and that it would mess up their budgets. Their argument was that Congress already approved the money, so the president can't just decide on his own how it gets spent.
That makes sense. So at this point, everyone's waiting to see what's going to happen. The White House even tries to calm things down, saying things like Social Security, Medicare, SNAP benefits, welfare, all that stuff wouldn't be affected because those are direct assistance programs.
Yeah. That just created more confusion. Think about all the programs that work through, like, local nonprofits or state and city governments. There were even reports of service disruptions, people having trouble getting Medicaid reimbursements. It really showed how this could hurt the most vulnerable people.
So then, get this. Wednesday comes around.
Uh-huh.
And the OMB just rescinds the whole memo. Like it never even happened.
Yeah, I know. But the White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, she insisted it wasn't a complete reversal. They were just clearing up the confusion caused by the court order and the media. But she also said that Trump's executive orders on federal funding are still in effect and that they're going to implement them.
Basically, they're still going after these programs. They're just going to do it differently.
It seems that way, but it's really not clear how they're going to move forward. This whole thing really shows the tension between the president and Congress when it comes to money. Who decides what gets funded and how?
It's a big question. Mm-hmm. And how much power does the president really have to just change things up whenever he wants? This whole thing has left a lot of people wondering.
Oh, definitely. And it shows how important clear communication is, especially when you're dealing with something as important as federal funding. That lack of clarity in the memo caused so much anxiety and confusion for organizations and people all over the country.
No doubt. Definitely a lot to think about here. This funding freeze might have been short, but the fight over who controls the money is far from over.
That's for sure. And it makes you wonder, if Trump will try something like this again, will he push the limits of his power even further?
That's a good question. And how Congress responds will be crucial. This whole thing could set a dangerous precedent.
Absolutely. It's not just about the money. It's about the balance of power in our government. If the president can ignore Congress and change how money is spent, it weakens the whole system. And that should worry everyone, no matter their political party.
It's interesting, though, because this whole funding freeze didn't just come out of nowhere. If you look back at what Trump has done, he's never been afraid to make big changes when it comes to spending.
That's true. During the 2024 campaign, he kept talking about impoundment powers, basically refusing to spend money that Congress had already approved. He said he would use it to shrink the size of the government.
So this memo could have been him trying to keep that campaign promise. But isn't there a law that limits how much a president can actually do that?
There is. It's called the Impoundment Control Act of 1974. They passed it to stop presidents from just hoarding money that Congress had already set aside for specific things.
Okay, so this whole thing with the memo could have been Trump testing the limits of that law. It could even end up in a big legal battle. That decides once and for all how much power a president has over federal spending.
It could. And the outcome of a case like that would have huge implications for how our government works. It really reminds us that the balance of power between the president and Congress is always changing.
And speaking of balance, the White House kept saying things like Social Security and Medicare wouldn't be touched. But what about all the other programs that could have been affected, like programs that work through local nonprofits or city governments?
Right. We saw reports of problems with Medicaid reimbursements. That's a big problem. Those kinds of disruptions, even if they're temporary, can really hurt people who depend on those programs. It shows how important clear communication and planning are when you're talking about something as important as federal funding.
It makes you think about the long-term impact, too, even though they canceled the memo. Could this make organizations less likely to apply for federal grants in the future? What if they worry that the funding could just disappear with no warning?
That's a valid concern. That kind of uncertainty could really discourage organizations from doing important work all over the country. And then there's the question of public trust in the government. This could erode that trust even further.
It's also interesting how divided people were on this.
Yeah.
Democrats were totally against it, but a lot of Republicans were defending it, saying it was necessary to control government spending.
It really shows how divided our country is right now. It makes you wonder if our elected officials can even work together. When there's so much disagreement, it's a reminder that we need to hold our leaders accountable and make sure they're putting the needs of the people first.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've talked about the big picture, but let's get into some specifics. What are some examples of how this funding freeze could have actually played out in different areas?
Well, let's start with healthcare. We already talked about the problems with Medicaid reimbursements that could have delayed payments to doctors and hospitals.
And that could have affected people who rely on Medicaid, especially in states that depend on federal funding for their programs.
Exactly. And we have to remember that Medicaid is essential for millions of Americans. It helps them pay for things like doctor visits, hospital stays, and prescription drugs. Delaying those payments could have had a terrible impact on people's health.
And what about education? This freeze could have messed with federal grants for schools and universities too, right?
Absolutely, especially programs that help low-income students or students with disabilities. Cutting those programs could have seriously impacted the quality of education and the opportunities available to those students.
It's a reminder that education is so important. We need to invest in our schools and make sure all students have the chance to succeed, no matter their background.
I agree. And then there's housing, another area where federal funding is really important. Think about programs that help people pay their rent or programs that support homeless people and families.
Right. Those programs are so important, especially with the housing crisis affecting so many communities. If they were disrupted, it could have made a bad situation even worse.
And let's not forget about environmental protection. This freeze could have affected grants that support environmental research, conservation efforts, and the development of clean energy.
It's so important that we keep investing in those areas if we want to protect the planet and address climate change. We can't afford to stop, even for a little while.
You're right. And these are just a few examples of how this funding freeze could have had a huge impact. It shows how important it is to have responsible government and to carefully consider the impact of policy decisions.
It seems like this whole thing has shown us some serious problems in our system. So what can we do to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Well, we need more transparency from the executive branch. They need to clearly communicate any changes to federal funding, and there should be a way for the public to give their input.
So no more surprise memo.
Exactly. And Congress needs to do more to oversee things. They need to make sure that money is being spent correctly and that the president isn't abusing his power.
It sounds like we have a lot of work to do to prevent this from happening again. But before we move on, let's go back to those lawsuits for a minute. What's happening with those?
Right. Well, the nonprofits were the first to sue. They said the memo wasn't legal and that it violated the Administrative Procedure Act.
And that's the law that says federal agencies have to follow rules when making changes, right?
Right. The nonprofits also said the memo was arbitrary and capricious, meaning it didn't have a good reason and didn't consider how it would affect people.
And a judge agreed with them, at least for now. He put a temporary stop to the whole thing.
He did. That was a big win for the nonprofits and a setback for the administration. It showed that the courts will intervene when they see the president going too far.
So that case is still going on.
It is. And then there's the lawsuit from the 22 state attorneys general. Their main argument was that the president can't just decide how money is spent when Congress has already made a decision.
And they were worried about what would happen to state programs.
Exactly. Those programs depend on federal funding, and any disruption could have serious consequences.
These lawsuits are really important because they could set a precedent for how much power the president has over federal spending.
They are. The outcome of these cases could have a huge impact on how our government works. It reminds us that we have checks and balances for a reason, to stop any one part of the government from becoming too powerful.
It seems like this whole thing with the funding freeze was a real test for our democracy.
You could say that. It showed us some weaknesses, but it also showed how strong our institutions are and how important it is for people to be involved. When people speak up and hold their leaders accountable, it can make a difference.
So, what's the most important thing for people to remember?
I think the biggest takeaway is that we can't take our democracy for granted. We have to stay informed, get involved, and be willing to speak out against things that are wrong. We need to hold our leaders accountable and demand that they're honest and transparent. The future of our country depends on it.
This whole thing makes you think, though, right? This funding freeze, it might be over. But it makes you wonder about the bigger picture. Like, what does this all mean for how our government actually works?
Yeah, it definitely raises some concerns. The memo was so vague. And they just kind of sprung it on everyone. It makes you wonder about how they make decisions and if they're being transparent enough.
And what about the president just overreaching his power? If he can try to freeze funding like this, what's stopping him from doing it again with other programs?
Yeah, it sets a bad example. And even though they took back the memo, it still caused a lot of problems. Think about all those organizations that depend on those grants, all the people they help, all the projects that had to be put on hold. It's not something you can just fix easily.
It's kind of scary to think about how fragile our system really is and how important it is to have those checks and balances in place.
It is. And we have to do our part too. We can't just assume everything will be okay. We have to stay informed, get involved, and hold our leaders accountable.
You know what else I was thinking about? What about the media? If they hadn't reported on all of this, maybe nobody would have even noticed and the memo would still be in place.
The media did a really important job here. They investigated the story, asked tough questions, and kept the pressure on. It shows why it's so important to have a free press, especially in a democracy.
So we've talked about a lot, the legal battles, the politics, the potential impact. If you had to pick one thing, what's the most important thing for people to take away from all of this?
I think the biggest thing is that we can't just assume our democracy will always be there. We have to actively participate, stay involved, keep asking questions, and never give up on fighting for what we believe in.
That's a great point. This whole deep dive has been really eye-opening. It's easy to get caught up in the news every day. But sometimes you need to step back and look at the bigger picture. And what we've seen here is a story about power, accountability, and the future of our democracy.
And it's not over yet. The fight over money, the balance of power, the direction of our country, it's all going to continue, and we need to be a part of it.
Well said. So to everyone listening, stay informed, stay engaged, and stay hopeful. We'll be back soon with more deep dives to keep exploring these important issues.
And keep sending us those articles. We love diving into new topics and helping you understand what's going on in the world.
Come back and listen to more deep dives on the website.